you may recognize this caller's voice. He is caller Bill. Bill, how are you?
I've had better days, Mike. I've had better days. Wasn't the best start to a Friday.
You are a Little League coach in Arcata. You work with
that. I am,
and you work with Arcata Little League. You come back from a hell of a game last night.
Well, what happened is our boys made a great comeback. We tied the game, and I loaded up our gear in the truck, went straight from the park to my house, which is on a cul-de-sac, and woke up this morning and found that the huge duffel bag that carries all the youth bats, helmets, catcher's gear, baseballs, all that stuff was MIA. And I did a cursory search kind of around the neighborhood, came up with nothing, talked to a few neighbors, nobody heard anything, and just reasoned that somebody had come in and stolen the big black duffel bag. It's a huge, huge black duffel bag with kind of a C-shaped zipper to be able to shove all the stuff in there, and it's just missing. It's gone. And so I was just hoping that you could put the word out to your listeners and see if, number one, if they are driving around, their comings and goings today, maybe they'll see a black duffel bag discarded on the side of the road, because it doesn't really have much value to an adult. It's just all my boys' gear, and we've got a game at 10 in the morning tomorrow, which makes it kind of tough to play baseball when your gear's missing.
So, again, one more time, what was in the duffel bag?
We're talking half a dozen youth baseball bats, same number of youth helmets, baseballs, two sets of full catcher's gear, catcher's mitts, and then some of the random boy stuff that gets left behind after a game when they're scooting out of there feeling good, you know, kid mitts, sweaters, hats, all that sort of stuff. And the other bummer about it, Mike, is that this year the league sprung for all new gear for the teams. And so this this is the first run of this gear, and it was put in my my responsible hands, and now it's gone.
Bill, that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that, and we will do our best to keep everybody's eyes peeled, okay?
I'm trying to be as zen as possible about this as I can, and if you knew me better, you'd say that's quite a feat. The thing that keeps ringing in my head is that Dire Straits song, Mike, sometimes you're the Louisville slugger and sometimes you're the ball.
Let me dig that out for you, man. All right, you keep your chin up, all right?
I'm doing my best, bud.
Thanks, man.
All right, thank you, Mike. Take care.